Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 meteorologist Robert Johnson.
Zootopia. Big Trouble and Little Rodentia. Ever since she was a little rabbit in the burrows, Judy Hopps had dreamed of becoming the first ever bunny cop in the Zootopia Police Department. After lots of hard work, she graduated from the ZPD Police Academy at the top of her class. And today was her first day on the job. She couldn't wait for her first assignment, which turned out to be issuing parking tickets. Judy's ears fell in disappointment. She wanted to solve crimes, not be a meter maid. Still, she worked hard because she wanted to do a good job. Her sharp hearing alerted her to expired meters, and she gave out 201 parking tickets before lunchtime. Someday, she hoped, she'd get a chance to do more. The next day, Judy was sitting in her meter car when she heard a cry for help. "My shop! It was just robbed! Look, he's getting away!" a local merchant shouted. "Are you a cop or not?" "Yes, yes! Don't worry, sir. I've got this," Judy said. She leaped into action and ran after the criminal. "Stop! Stop in the name of the law!" she yelled at him as she chased him through an alleyway. "Catch me if you can, Cottontail," he hollered back. Other cops soon joined her in the chase, but Judy ran ahead. This was her big chance to fight crime. "I got dibs," she hollered. "Officer Hopps, I am in pursuit." The thief, Duke Weaselton, tried to escape among the animals in Savannah Central. But as a rabbit, Judy knew how to make super quick moves around big objects. She stayed on the weasel's tail. He tried to disappear into Little Rodentia, a neighborhood of small rodents, but Judy quickly followed him. "You! Freeze!" she said, sliding through the town's tiny entrance. "Hey, meter maid!" one of the cops called after her. "Wait for the real cops." But the other cops were too big to follow. Judy was the only one small enough to continue the chase. When Duke realized that Judy was getting closer, he sped up, which caused lots of problems for the local residents, especially riders on the uptown bus. Fortunately, Judy arrived in time to save the day. As Judy caught up to him, he raced even faster to try to escape. Duke climbed on top of a row of Little Rodentia buildings and knocked them over, just like a set of dominoes. Ka-thunk, thunk, thunk, thunk. Judy put the buildings upright again, stopping just long enough to make sure all the rodents were safe. Then she took off after Duke again. "Hey, stop right there," she said, racing down the street. Finally, Judy caught up with Duke and grabbed him. As they struggled, Judy flung Duke across the street. She tried to arrest him peacefully, but the weasel had other ideas. "Here, have a donut, copper," Duke said with a nasty laugh. Desperate to escape, the weasel kicked the giant donut-shaped sign from a donut shop at her. She dodged it, but it flew straight toward a few shrews crossing the street. Judy raced to the rescue. Fortunately, she caught it just before it crushed one of the tiny shrews who were out shopping. Meanwhile, Duke was about to sneak away when, whoosh, Judy slammed the big donut sign on top of the crook and made her first arrest. She took him back to ZPD headquarters, proud of herself for her very first chase. "I popped the weasel," she said when she arrived back at the department. That's how Judy became the first little bunny to handle big police work in the Zootopia Police Department. Her dream had come true.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.